Last week on The Conversation, we explored the issue of agricultural theft on Hawaii Island. You can find that series, Hot Coffee, on hawaiipublicradio.org. After it aired, we got a call from Hawaii Island resident Bill Walter. He's the president of W.H. Shipman Limited, a company that owns more than 4,000 acres of land in Keaau. The company leases that land to more than 100 farms in the area, and Bill told us his farmers have been experiencing a different kind of theft.
Mostly what they have experienced actually has been theft of their equipment, trucks, various pieces of rolling equipment, generators, and so on. So it's not been so much product as it has been the equipment. So but it's been significant there. You know, we had one of our larger rent lessees lost over $100,000 worth of equipment a couple of years ago.
So, Bill, at first glance, it would seem to me that it's probably a lot easier for the authorities to track down a stolen truck or a tractor than 200 pounds of avocados. Have your tenants had any luck in recovering their property?
Some of it they recover, some of it not. Some of it's recovered, of course, damaged, but some of it is not recovered at the same time. And whether or not it's recovered, the disruption to their farm operation is significant.
How many instances of this type of theft would you say that your tenants experience per year over the, you said you have more than 100 small farms?
Yeah, you know, we began working with other farmers and farm operations here in the Keaau area about 2011, trying to control ag theft in this area. And our staff began keeping its own record of what was going on, listing all the police reports, all the incidences we had. And we experience in the neighborhood of 40 incidences in a given year is my recollection. So it's a high number. That also includes trespass, illegal hunting, and so on. And those can lead to theft at some point and to also damage and problems on the farms.
So those 40 incidents include not just theft, but trespassing and poaching and that sort of thing?
Yep.
Okay. And, Bill, you mentioned that your company has spent more than $100,000 each year trying to prevent this type of illegal activity. What sort of actions have you undergone to try and help your tenants?
Well, you know, there's a lot that we do. We hire security on occasions. Of course, we have fences and gates and that sort of thing. A fair amount of that is staff time where we go chasing down the incidences and gathering information to make sure that the police have a good record of that. We have cameras throughout our area. We pay to keep those updated, look at the pictures, contact the prosecuting attorney and so on here. So, you know, there are a lot of different things we do. We put boulders in places, for instance, that they'll, where they break in on our property, sometimes they'll break in where there's a tree sort of a barrier, and we will then go and try to, seal that off so it can't be broken in again. They understand that for a company our size, we have over 50 miles worth of borders, so it's not an easy task. I think it's also, you know, interesting. We take the stance that we want our customers, whether they're farmers or retailers or whoever, to be able to just focus on their business. That we try to control the environment as much as we can, and that's kind of what drives us to spend money and work hard to try to keep that farm area secure.
So do you have any idea, Bill, in cases of theft of heavy equipment, what's being done with it? Is it being taken to other farms? Is it just being stolen and trashed and abandoned somewhere? What's going on?
You know, all of those things happen. Sometimes all of those things tend to happen. Sometimes it's nuisance. Sometimes it's one thing or another. Now, one of the things that's interesting to us is that we end up over that time tracking a number of specific people who we know are involved. And so, for instance, today, they all happen to be in jail, and it's very quiet on our farms.
So these
when they get out, we track that, and suddenly we start having a fair amount of activity.
So in your experience, there are a lot of repeat offenders involved with these crimes.
It's primarily repeat offenders, and I think it's important that, you know, we hope that the justice system recognizes that a number of these people are, this is their career, this is their life, they're into theft, and the day they get out of jail, the next day they go back to work. And we see it on our farms, you see it in the communities around here.
The county prosecutor's office has created a new position this year, agriculture crimes investigator, whose only job is to investigate crimes related to the agriculture industry. Do these incidents fall under his purview, or because they're theft of a piece of equipment, do they fall outside of his lane?
No, they fall under his purview, and we're really happy that Mitch has taken this stance. We talked to him for years about this, and I know he worked at this, creating this position for several years. And really the problem you have is that on a given day when we begin to have a problem, the police dispatcher is looking at any number of, you know, car accidents, people with guns, and so on, and then they have someone who's broken into a farm, we don't know what they're doing. This gets a lower priority than injuries to people and so on. And so what our feeling was, and Mitch agreed with us, was we needed to have someone whose job it was to dive directly into ag theft and these sorts of issues, because without that, you just don't get the attention to solving those, not due to a fault on the part of the police per se, but as a matter of priority on their part.
So just an issue of scarce resources.
And that's why, you know, so Mitch having a person, as I say, he's worked at getting that person for some time. And the police department actually, under the prior leadership, refused to do that. But Mitch has done that, gotten someone who focuses on that, and we believe that makes a real big difference over time.
So, Bill, what's been the impact, either financial or otherwise, to some of the farmers you lease land to as a result of these thefts?
Well, you know, let's say they lose $100,000 or $50,000 worth of equipment. It's that kind of a loss, less whatever their insurance is, and then whatever their insurance rate goes up. I mean, it's got a significant impact on an industry where these farmers work as hard as they do and generally with fairly low margins. We haven't had any of the big farmers go out of business, although some have come close to that as a result of this. Small farmers, yeah, we've had some actually go out of business. We have a guy who's planting like 10 acres of taro. He's at one end of his taro farm, and here are a couple guys on ATVs at the other end harvesting his taro, and that's obviously a product loss. Over time, guys who experience that will get out of the industry. It just, you know, how do you fight it?
And there's also a loss due to lost productivity, right?
Yeah, there's a loss of productivity. I mean, the equipment that they depended on is not there today. The workers are coming to do the work. So how do you work around that? And as you say, you have a loss of productivity, which is an additional significant cost.
So, Bill, do you feel like with the steps that local officials are taking now to address these issues, do you feel optimistic that the situation will improve?
You know, we're hopeful that they will. I think the step that Mitch has taken is an excellent first step in that. It's one we needed. I think it'll pay off well, yes.
All right. Bill Walter is the president of WH Shipman Limited. Thanks so much for your time today.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.